Good morning. Thanks, Wanda. After 31 days under sea, Jacques Cousteau's grandson, Fabien Cousteau, has now completed his underwater living experiment. He stepped up a boat wearing flip-flops and a beach towel, declaring the mission a success. He said he was torn about leaving his underwater home, but missed his family and friends. Cousteau and his team of filmmakers and scientists dove June 1st to Aquarius Reef Base to study the effects of climate change and pollution on a nearby coral reef. The crew started decompression Tuesday inside the pressurized lab 63 feet below the ocean surface off of Key Largo. The entire expedition was broadcast in real time online, and Cousteau held video chats with classrooms worldwide. WLRN Miami Herald News will host its own live chat this morning at 9 o'clock. You can find out how to join the conversation on our website, WLRN.org. Dozens of pilots from the Trinidad-based Caribbean Airlines called in sick this week, leaving hundreds stranded in the Caribbean and across major hubs in Miami, Orlando, New York, and London. WLRN's Nadege Green has an update on one of the region's important carriers.
The sick out disrupted nearly all of Caribbean Airlines flights. Clint Williams is a spokesman.
We experienced an unprecedented number of sick calls. In total, we had 43 flights across the board through our various network, which had to be canceled. Massive disruptions.
Caribbean Airlines posted an apology on its website. Williams says the airline is in contact with all of the customers affected by Tuesday's sick out and has provided flights for stranded travelers. He says the airline continues to negotiate in good faith with the Trinidad and Tobago Pilots Association. Most flights have resumed as scheduled. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
Add Google to the growing chorus calling for changes in U.S. policy on Cuba. The head of the internet giant just visited the communist island and says the U.S. trade embargo defies reason. But WLRN's Tim Padgett says not even Google is likely to sway the White House.
Google executive chairman Eric Schmidt visited Cuba last week. On Sunday, he posted a strongly worded column urging Washington to relax the embargo. His aim? To let U.S. investors help Cubans gain more access to the internet and tools like smartphones. Schmidt joins a rising tide of top U.S. businessmen and political figures. They want President Obama to engage Cuba as a way of undermining its dictatorship. But while Google is the king of computer algorithms, it's still up against political math. Cuba policy is largely dictated by anti-communist hardliners like Miami Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton. They insist any U.S. engagement will give aid to the Castro regime, and they can make trouble for Obama on Capitol Hill if he tries to revise the embargo. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now back to Wanda Miles.